From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a minute, should people who don't believe in medical care be exempt from getting health care coverage?
But first, let's get to Capitol Hill, where General Motors CEO Mary Barra is apologizing today for her company's inaction on that ignition switch problem in GM cars that caused at least 13 deaths. The company's own records show it knew there was a problem more than 10 years ago, but didn't issue a recall until this year. Tracy Samilton is a reporter with Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio. She's following the news today from Ann Arbor, and she is with us now. Tracy, what are we likely to hear today from Mary Barra?
Well, as you mentioned, an apology for this delay. That's first and foremost. GM is admitting that it took almost 10 years for them to do something about this particular problem, resulting in a recall. But she's not going to be able to answer the main question, why did the delay happen? So basically, she's getting up there and saying, well, I don't know yet.
Why can't she answer that question?
Well, because GM is conducting its own internal investigation into this. You have to remember that prior to the bankruptcy, GM was perhaps not as shipshape as they wanted to be. And it's simply not clear, even to the people inside the company, why the decisions were made at the time.
Now, Barra has already met with some family members of victims. Last night, she met with many of them. What's she saying to them, or do we know?
Well, she is apologizing from her heart. She has apologized in a series of videos. She is calling on her own experience as a mother and saying that she can totally understand this kind of pain. And she is promising these victims that GM is going to figure out what happened and they're going to do whatever has to be done so it doesn't happen again.
There is an interesting wrinkle here having to do with the fact that GM went through bankruptcy and has technically now emerged as a new company. Tell us what that means for all of this.
That's the question of the hour also. You know, normally you might have a number of class action lawsuits, as you did in the situation with Toyota's recall a few years ago. They settled those lawsuits for more than $1 billion. But GM, when it went through the bankruptcy, these kinds of lawsuits were essentially told that they had to seek redress from the assets of the old GM, whatever was left behind. And so the bankruptcy's over. We have a new company, a new GM. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how they get through that situation, because they certainly don't want the bankruptcy reopened. But the U.S. Justice Department is threatening to do just that. They're saying maybe there was bankruptcy fraud here.
And this is not just a new company, but as we have said, it's a new CEO, Mary Barra. She only just took over. Yeah. How serious is this for her at this point?
I really cannot think of a more difficult test for a CEO of an auto company. Even, you know, the Firestone situation for Ford, the situation for Toyota, those were tested CEOs. This is someone who's been in the top position of the largest auto company in the United States for less than 2.5 months. And she just hasn't had a lot of experience talking to the people, essentially, is what she's doing right now when she's going before Congress.
Although she has been at the company for a long time.
She has. She's a GM lifer, and she's worked her way up to the top position. Absolutely.
Now, Mary Barra is not going to be the only person to talk today on Capitol Hill. We're also going to hear from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA. What are they likely to say?
Well, I think we're probably going to get some finger pointing here. David Friedman is the acting director of NHTSA now, and NHTSA's position is that had they been told everything by General Motors that they needed to be told, they would have indeed ordered a recall.
But the fingers are going to be pointed at them, of course, because they had complaints about this switch back in 2005.
Yes, absolutely.
And one more thing before we let you go, Tracy. This is just the House hearing today. There's a Senate hearing this week. Any new regulations you're expecting out of this?
I what I'm expecting is to find out that we had the regulations in place and they just weren't followed.
Tracy Samilton, reporter for Here and Now contributing network station Michigan Radio, joining us from Ann Arbor. Tracy, thanks so much.
Thank you.